Autobot Underpants.
Hey everybody, welcome to Robot Underpants. This is Langley. I'm here with Starman Michael Gaines.
I put it back to where it was when it worked.
That's right. That's where I put it. Back in the proper hole.
You have to put it in the right hole.
Well, it sometimes doesn't work if it's not in the right hole. And then we got the show rolling. Yeah. And then what happened was I poured a bucket of water over my computer and it was fine. and everyone complained about it. Eric Rice is on assignment somewhere.
Again.
Yes. He's trying to find the American dream in Las Vegas. So what happened this week?
Well, everybody seems to be pouring ice water on their heads.
True. For no good reason or for actual cause?
It's a good cause. It's for ALS. My aunt passed away from ALS years ago. It's pretty nasty, but...
Yeah, my uncle did too not long ago, and it was pretty bad.
I'm just really not a fan of cold anything.
So you didn't do it, I take it?
Yeah, I got...
You challenged?
I got called out by my sister.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nope.
Well, did
not happening.
I mean, did you donate anyway?
No, because you know what? If I were to donate to something, there are other things that are probably more important to me than that. There are so many other things that I would rather donate to. And not to say that ALS is any less worthy to most people, but I don't know. I'm just, you know what? I'm not one for peer pressure. The more people do something, the more I'm going to push back against it.
Fair enough, I guess. Whatever. It's just you being a hipster, I guess.
No, I just don't like doing stuff because everybody else is doing it.
No, and I don't necessarily need to do that either. I like I said, I also had a relative that had it and died. And you don't see a lot of ALS charities out there, so it was kind of like, you know, this is one that I'm cool with because I, you know, have a personal connection to it. So yeah, and it did do a lot of good, even though a lot of complaining happened eventually, and I wonder about that as well.
Let's talk about the good first, and then we'll talk about the
issues. Yeah, it did raise like I think $15 million,
yeah,
like in the past month, and like last year by this point it only raised like 50,000. So yeah, you know, it caught this, you know, ice bucket thing went viral and caught the celebrities and got them involved, and you know, it which is a good thing. And you know, there was a video of a guy with ALS and his family members have ALS, and he talked about it in there. He's like, you know, this just makes me feel really good that people are paying attention, and you know, even that celebrities are getting involved because that really helps and everything, you know, all this helps. And you know, he was like crying when he was talking about it. And that's important, and that's cool. And you know, yeah, sure, you've got your own causes. That's fine. I get it. I was starting to get irritated. I remember that, like, so yeah. So there was some backlash because people were wasting water.
Well, in California, because they're having a massive drought.
Yeah, that was the first thing I saw. Was I this week I saw one friend, just griping about wasting water, and she lives in California and whatever. And I my immediate reaction was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, this is not like a serious waste of water. I mean, yeah, I think so. I read somewhere that the total across the world or whatever was, I don't know, millions of gallons for sure. But I don't know if that was accurate anyway. But
nothing's serious.
What's that?
Nothing serious.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of water, I suppose, but it's also like, you know what? When I was growing up, and I'm sure it still happens, people are having squirt gun fights in the summertime. Kids are taking the hose to each other. People have pools. Where were all these people griping about that stuff last week? They didn't care. They were out there in the pool. They were taking like 20-minute showers. Now, all of a sudden, these people, the same people, are like, oh, I gotta complain about something.
It's the friggin' internet. There's always somebody that wants to complain, and they rally the cause, and Yeah, and yes, people are wasting water. It's like, well, okay, I suppose, but you know, all this money is going to a good cause.
That's what I don't get. I mean, look, you know, if your whole thing, and I do have a few friends that are, like the water, the charity water, thing, you know, like that's their thing. They are involved in that. You know, I know a guy, he does a whole thing about, you know, Africa charities and whatever. I get coming from those guys because they're probably like very aware of what they're doing with their water every day and things like that. They're involved in that. It's the people that just came out of nowhere because they don't have any other real problems and they got to complain about things. They got to create problems. Yeah. And it's like, you know, if this was something, and here's another thing that maybe this is why this was happening. I talked to somebody, you know, I said, hey, I just did, you know, a friend of mine. I was like, I just did the ice bucket thing. And she was like, why? I'm like, well, because, you know, it's a, I had, you know, a relative that died and it's a good charity and for ALS and whatever. She's like, oh, I just thought it was celebrities doing stupid shit. I was like, oh, okay. So maybe people didn't know that this was even for a cause. And yeah, and maybe that's what people are getting upset about. And again, it's like, if it was just that, sure, I kind of get it, I guess. I probably would still be like, were you really worried about the water? Are you just complaining about this because it's stupid? Fine. But it's sort of like, you know, if you gave like a homeless guy a sandwich and he's like, white bread, that's no good for me. I don't want that. You're a piece of shit for giving this to me. Like, there's people trying to do a good thing. They're trying to help people. They're trying to, you know, cure a terrible thing, and people are hating on it. I've seen like other people involved in other charities hating on it. It's like, what? I don't understand. Like, just if you don't want to do it, don't do it. Don't have to bitch about it. You don't have to like, no, you know, call, like say it's like the dumbest shit and people are stupid for doing it. Like,
I don't think it's stupid at all. I think it's a good idea. There's only one thing, and this isn't really a gripe about the whole thing itself. I think the timing of it is bad because with Robin Williams passing, there was all this awareness about depression.
Right.
And just as people were starting to get aware about depression, now this viral thing about ALS starts. I'm like, couldn't we wait a week or two on that? Right. So like maybe, you know, some people could get the help they need. I think there are more people that need help with depression than ALS.
Oh yeah, probably. I don't remember the stats on how many people, that's only like 30,000 people have ALS in the US right now or something like that. Which is why pharmaceutical companies don't spend the money to save them because it's not worth it. It's not worth it for them. Whereas everybody can have depression, you know, some of it more serious than others. You can go into a doctor and be like, you know, broke up with my boyfriend/girlfriend, whatever. And they'll be like, oh, you better take these pills. And they'll give you pills all day long. You know,
some people say that pills help. I'm not a fan of pills.
I'm not a fan of pills until pills helped. So, you know,
well, I don't know. It all depends on the situation, because for some people it's a chemical imbalance, for other people it's not. So yeah, that's why, you know, I guess maybe I should just refine my statement. I'm not a fan of just people taking pills as an easy out.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Like the depression stuff, they will throw antidepressants at everybody because they,
yeah, cause they're doing that like Chiclets. It's like, oh, here. Yeah. Just take, in the meantime, there are like pretty bad side effects on those.
And, oh yeah, you know, this is somewhat related. We were watching TV the other day, and I don't remember what the pill was, what the whatever, something Dural or Advax or some whatever ends in some kind of medication. I don't, you know, why I don't know what it was for or even what it was called, because they spent the entire length of the commercial telling you all of the bad things that will happen to you or could happen to you if you take their medication. The entire commercial. It was like,
I love that.
Maybe it's a little at the beginning it said what it was for, and maybe a little bit at the end, but 97% of the commercial.
Yeah,
no joke.
It's like the first 5 seconds or 7 seconds are just like, oh, I can't get a hard on.
Yeah.
And then it's just shots of people like playing baseball or some dumb shit like that, where they're like, this can cause death and it may cause your eyes to turn purple.
Your ass will probably fall out.
Because if you take it on Tuesdays while the moon is full, then you can turn into a werewolf.
Your heart might explode.
Oh, come on, make it stop.
I mean, seriously, it would just go on and on and on and on. And I was like, wow.
The commercial is more about the side effects.
It really is.
almost like a commercial for the side effects. Like, if you want these things, here, take this.
This all of this bad stuff that's like 50 pages of bad stuff, that stuff could happen to you. And on the other hand, you could get a hard-on. You know?
Yeah, it's but almost like, here, if you want these things, you may get a hard-on. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but you also might shit yourself while you're getting it.
Well, yeah, there's that
too. Your anus may turn inside out. Your ankles may end up in your forehead. Like, it's okay. Have fun. Anyway, yeah, so I guess that's pretty much all. I was really sad to see people just being kind of just flippantly angry, I guess, about this whole thing.
And not only that, they're dragging it out for days and days. It's like, just, all right, you made your point.
Yeah.
You made your point on like hour one. Just stop.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's, yeah, we didn't need to see like the African kid meme like a million times. Like, yeah, haha, whatever. Again, it's why pick on a thing that's trying to do something good and make it look like it's shitty? I mean, someone else we know was just tweet after tweet yesterday about, oh, ALS is a dangerous organization. They're promoting people dumping buckets on their heads. They're going to get hurt. They're going to get sued. They should distance themselves from this. And this is a horrible thing. And I just was, I mean, I just finally tweeted to her. I'm like, you know what? I've decided that you're just an awful person. And I just unfollowed her. I ended up unfriending a few people because of this, which was probably, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I overreacted, whatever, but I thought it was just really shocking to see what people's reactions were to this stuff. And people that I thought, you know, were a little bit more caring, I guess, or just human turned out to be just not. I mean, when you want to crap on something like this, that just shows like, wow, really? Huh? Yeah. You're really.
First off, you should realize that if you're crapping on a good cause, that's just not going to work out in your favor in the long run, as far as the internet goes. It's like, I've seen a couple of people say, look, you know, thank you, but I'm just not going to do it.
Sure.
And that's fine.
That's fine.
If you're going to sit there and just bitch and complain for 3 days about the whole water situation and all that, it's just like, now you're just being noisy and obnoxious.
Most of them were, you know, it's, and again, it's, these are not people, most of them who are actually water conscious people. And if they are, I hope that they're out there yelling at kids with squirt guns and sprinklers, you know, people with pools, whatever. I hope that they're taking really short showers every other day and, you know, flushing it when, what is it? If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. You've never heard that one?
I've never heard about that.
That water saving toilet tip. If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. So I promise you, people are not doing that. So, you know, just whatever.
Good, and they need a cause for bad, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess. Here's a comment from a listener right now. People don't care about ALS. They're just doing it because of mob mentality. All these diseases are just rackets to raise billions and produce nothing tangible.
Why do you see these comments? Every time I do this show, I try to look for the comments.
Oh, like, because someone's messaging me directly and you know who it is.
Oh, directly. Oh, okay. Because like I go to the live page and there's like nothing. Okay. No,
I don't I don't know about that.
No, I've heard that. I've heard people say that they're doing it because they want their 15 seconds.
Hey, you know what? That's fine. If they're raising money to help cure people, great. Because you know what? The government's not giving them any money to do it. So, yeah, you know.
There's another thing to this. Like, it's summer. People are outside. They're pouring water on their heads. Yeah. If this were winter, I just wonder what people would be doing.
Like, stuff would snow down their shirts, and people would be like,
yeah.
What would they be griping about then? I'm sure it's something like, you're wasting your clothes, or whatever. people in Antarctica are freezing and you're making yourself colder. How dare you?
I know.
There's people that don't have clothes in the tundra somewhere in Siberia. You know, whatever. Hey, I thought it was a good thing. I think a lot of people did. It raised a ton of money. People didn't just act stupid. They actually did donate as well. So
That's one thing that people don't realize is that even if you do it, you still have to donate.
Yeah. And it seems like a lot of people did. So great. Good. Cancer raises trillions and there is no cure. I don't know. That's true.
See, that's the thing is that why can't like a lot of people, I would think that more people would do this and they would raise more money for cancer research. I think that's a more important thing right now.
Maybe, but there's plenty of funding for that. I think the thing is that there's not for ALS because like I said earlier, pharmaceutical companies don't have, they can't make money off of treatments for that the way they can with cancer. That's a whole other thing, but you know. My video actually offered a solution to the water wasting by
using, and it was well done, I must say.
Using your pre-shower water as you're waiting for the temperature to get to where you want it to, just stick a bucket in there and collect some water. There you go. Also, you know, people in California have an ocean full of non-drinkable water. That's pretty cold.
That's another thing, yeah.
It's pretty cold. They could go to the beach. Go outside. Go to the fucking beach. It's summertime. Get a bucket. Dump it on your head. Whatever, you know. Our resident Canadian says cancer is already cured, but they're not giving it to us. We'll get to the conspiracies in a minute, my friend. Calm down. While we're talking about...
Come to do his own damn show.
Maybe I'll do a show with him.
No.
That'll be my other show. We'll talk about Star Wars.
You are never going to do this goddamn Star Wars show.
I think we should start doing it now while we're ramping up for the new stuff.
Every time... All right. You keep talking about doing a Star Wars show, and I go, what are we going to talk about?
Star Wars. we're going to talk about Pee-wee's Big Adventure the whole time.
Well, see, that's the thing. Is like, outside the three movies, I have nothing to say.
There's plenty of things.
What?
We've talked about this. We went through this. There's all the Clone Wars stuff. There's the prequels. We got stuff coming up. There's news.
Fuck the prequels.
We're going to have like three. We're going to have like a billion more movies coming out. This is a show with some legs. Get on it.
You know what? You come up with a name and everything and I'll.
Don't you have like some kind of a name already that you've
I do secured? Actually. And I just let the domain expire.
Oh, see, and it was a good one too, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
I could do it. It hasn't lapsed. I mean, it's about to lapse, but.
You should probably hang on to that, especially rolling into Star Wars territory here coming up. I don't know why you'd let that go.
All right. I'll just freaking renew it.
Yeah. Especially with all this stuff ramping up. Why would you let anything Star Wars go?
Because I have other things that I want to do.
That's fine. But that's something you might even be able to sell to somebody with all the Star Wars stuff.
Right, here, I'm logging in while we do this.
Do it right now. All right, so we griped about the overly sensitive PC people, PC politically correct. Mike Ditka also chimed in on the whole Redskins name and said that, quote, it's all political correct idiots in America, which I don't necessarily...
I don't necessarily disagree
with that. Just with some things, but some things, yeah, I don't know. We talked about the Redskin stuff in the past. We don't need to get in. I could talk about that too much. We're talking about Star Wars. You want to talk about Star Wars news now?
Or you want to talk about, sure, why not? I'm renewing the domain right now.
All right. I'll wait till you're finished renewing it, and then you can tell me.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and then you can tell me what it is, so people
know. I know what it is.
No, I
know. What the domain is?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the same domain I had for
Star Wars. Say what it is after you've registered it so people don't run out.
No, it's already registered to me. I just have to renew it.
Well, what is it?
Sith Heads.
Yeah, okay. See, that's good. I think it's good. That's a good name for a podcast, too, for a show.
Yeah, well, I'm doing my checkout right now.
A couple of Sith Heads.
You're a Sith Head.
See? I think that's
I know, and I was thinking, see, here's the thing. Nicole Wakelin and I, she writes for Nerd Approved and a bunch of other awesome stuff. she and I had Sith Heads for the Star Wars Old Republic podcast that we were doing, and it was up for renewal, and I texted her yesterday, and I said, like, do we want this? And she's like, nah, just let it go. And I was teetering on it. I'm like, do I want to let this go or do I want to keep it simply because of the whole Star Wars thing?
See?
I'm like, can we come up with a more clever name than that?
Maybe. Just sit on that for now, though, and it's a good one to hang on to. It's not a bad one. It's not like... It's not something generic like the Star Wars show, whatever.
I tell you what.
The Clone Show. It's just like all the other Star Wars shows.
Yeah, I mean, I'll talk to her about it. I'm sure she won't mind. She's got things that she's doing.
Oh, is she partial owner of that or something?
What?
Is she a partial owner of that name?
Well, no, it's just something that we came up together, we've dissolved the whole Star Wars Old Republic thing, but, I came up with the name.
Last remnants of the Old Republic have been dissolved. We could do the show all day long.
Bastards are charging me $14.99 for renewal because I...
Well, as we ramp up for Star Wars 7, more things are leaking out, or supposedly leaking out, or maybe they're false flags. There you go, Brad. they have allegedly there's photos of the new Stormtrooper helmets out, and there are a couple of different ones. I think they look cool.
I love the new design. I think it's just very, very well done.
A couple of them. There's one that looks like it's out in the sand or snow or something there. Mm-hmm. Snowtrooper. It's a snowtrooper, evidently. And then the other one is a stormtrooper. Which, I mean, if they're stormtroopers, does that mean there's still some Empire around? Or are these...
Well, that's one thing I'm
come back to the good side.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or, maybe it's just some leftovers from somewhere that they've got. There's already guys on the RPF making Pepecura blueprints for these things. They've got a little bit of a Tron angles kind of going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like.
Yeah. That's what I like about it.
Yeah. They look sleek. They're nice. And they're not too far off from what the originals were. And they don't look kind of as dumb as the prequel Clone Troopers did. No. Of course, who knows? I mean, if this movie's stupid, then we'll say these are stupid in a couple of years too.
No, I don't think they're going to be.
I don't think they're going to be stupid either. A lot of people saying that they're building a lot of things, a lot more practical props and things.
See, sets. That's why I think it's going to do well, because if they're going back and doing practical effects, then they must go. Star Wars had a style, and that was one of the problems they had with the CGI, is that they were able to build some characters and such with the CGI and the prequels. Yeah. I'll give them that. But the problem is that the entire environment was so different that it didn't feel like Star Wars. So if they're doing this stuff with practical effects, and I'm sure there's going to be some CGI.
Well, of course.
Yeah, of course. But if they're doing the main focus of the effects, doing practical effects, I think that's great.
I think so too, and I think that also just helps with helps the actors, know what they're doing. I've heard stories from several people. When I was in LA and just, at different places, people that either worked or knew people that worked on the prequels, and it just sounded terrible. Just people not having anything to act with or knowing what's going on, it's hard to do. So yeah, anyway, I like that they're building all this stuff, and I think that's a good plan. And I think we'll be all right. There's some drawings, I guess, of Han Solo's look that looks a lot like Mal from Firefly.
Mm-hmm.
People are saying there's also a Hoth look.
Well, hold on a second. Mal from Firefly was very much based on Han Solo.
Oh, for sure.
No,
I'm just talking about the look of the trench coat thing. And there was also a drawing of him in Hoth gear. And again, if we're seeing snowtroopers, start putting this stuff together. What's going on? They're going to be on Hoth again, maybe?
It's possible. I don't see why they would go back there. There just was no point.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because Hoth had nothing and had the rebel base. That was the whole reason why they went there.
Well, we'll find out, right? I mean, maybe it's not necessarily, maybe it's not Hoth. Maybe it's Hoth's neighbor. I don't know. Maybe
I mean, what I'm saying is, like, what if it is Hoth, why did they go back there? I was like, I left my boots there 20 years ago.
Yeah, maybe there's a reason. I don't know. There's rumors floating around that Han Solo won't be flying the Millennium Falcon, but he'll be piloting a Super Star Destroyer.
That you can't build a Millennium Falcon and not put Han Solo.
Oh no, yeah. Well, you would say, but they say that the other character is going to be.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
What's his name? Isaac. Somebody is supposed to be Oscar Isaac's character is going to be very much a Lando Calrissian. It says he's going to be flying it. I don't know. I mean, you know, Han wasn't even in the Millennium Falcon and Jedi at all. So.
No, he wasn't, and actually, I was pretty disappointed about that because even though he was in the Falcon, well, they rescued him, so the Falcon flies away from Tatooine. You assume that Lando is piloting it, and then they put Lando in the Falcon. I'm like, well, why is Han not in there?
Because he had to fly the shuttle Tyderian.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, it was like it's essentially the same. Shot just a different thing. So I mean, maybe we'll see the same kind of shot of him, you know, flying around a Super Star Destroyer. I don't know, that could be cool. Maybe he only does it for a little while, maybe he's stealing it, you know, that, you know, they take over like remnants of the old stuff.
See, that's the thing, it's like the Empire was huge, it was galaxy wide, and okay, so you took out the Emperor. Well, over the years, the story that I've been hearing is that there are like these Jedi hunters or something. I mean, they could go in any direction.
Absolutely.
Any direction with this. And so I don't care what direction they go in so long as it's a good story.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it can, like you said, it can go anywhere. And these little leaks, if they are, you know... I'm thinking about them, putting them together and thinking this could be a really good story. It could be all over the place. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff coming out that says you're going to see a lot of familiar things, which is good. That's what we wanted in the prequels. All we got was R2-D2, a little bit of like kind of Yoda, but even though it didn't remind us of the original Yoda, and like a C-3PO that was horrible. And then like the Chewbacca there for a minute. And Vader at the very, very, very end. We didn't get a lot of familiar things, you know.
Yeah.
We got familiar stories, I guess, that we kind of knew, but it wasn't, I don't think, enough to kind of tie it all together, in my opinion. Again, for the millionth time, I'll say they should have started with episode 3. That should have been episode 1, and then went...
Episode 3, I'm going to say this. I challenge anybody that... episode 3 was as bad as 1 and 2. It was well done. I liked it a lot.
I liked 3, and that's why I said if they started with 3, had a few flashbacks to 1 and 2 maybe in there, and then went from 3, you know, well, 3 would have been 1, so then the next 2 would have been after 3 took place. So
here's the thing. I really think that Hayden Christensen was cast wrong. I think they should have... Look, this kid is becoming Darth Vader. And they have this kid who just scowls and all. I mean, he can't act. I'm sorry. I tried. It's like there's so many times he goes, there's this one line. Every time he says it, I cringe. It's like right after Mace Windu is killed, spoilers. he says, what about the other Jedi scattered across the galaxy? And the way that line is delivered, it's supposed to be important. These are the people that he grew up with.
Yeah.
And he just says it like he's reading it off the page of like the back.
Oh, that's how the whole thing was. And you know, I think that probably has a lot to do with him, but I think it also has to do with working with like green screen and nothing like,
I also needed somebody who was big, like a bigger person. Like, what if, hypothetically, what if The Rock was cast as Anakin Skywalker? Like, he's a scary dude, right? Like, you know, physically. So if he were to, granted, I mean, you know, he does his movies and everything like that. But I'm just saying, if him or someone like him were to become Darth Vader, it would be more believable that he becomes Darth Vader than this scrawny kid.
Yeah, and I think that's why they should have started with episode 3 and maybe not even had all that much of what Anakin looked like before he became Darth Vader. You know, maybe a few shots or a scene here and there. We don't need to see him, well, it's turned out, not develop over the course of 3 movies. You know, the idea, I'm sure, was to show, like, him developing the character, but it didn't. It was like, you know, here's a 10-year-old that's annoying as fuck. He falls in love with a girl who ends up pretty much being the same age as he ages 10 years. And
yeah, that whole thing was screwed up also.
So, yeah, if they just had some flashbacks of him and her, you know.
I think what they were trying to do is establish the fact that they took him as a Jedi at a young age.
I get that.
And they had a problem with Padme's age. So they did what they could. I think what had happened was George sort of wrote himself into a corner without realizing it 30 years ago, 40 years ago.
I don't know why.
Well, you have to cast people that are the right. I put it this way. If Padme was 10 years old, do you think it would be a very interesting movie to watch? Nope.
No, that's why it should never have been made. They didn't need to go back that far. I mean, you can go back forever if you wanted to. Like, wow, how did she get pregnant with this guy? Okay, it was some like Immaculate Conception thing. All right, well, what's the story before that? What's the story before that? You know, what's the story with the Palpatine killing his master? Like, you can go back forever with this stuff. You don't need to go that far back. Again, flashbacks would have been fine. We wouldn't have gotten all that involved with young Anakin. And for the better, we didn't need to. We would have seen him like just being Darth Vader. We wanted to see Darth Vader and him like taking over all those galaxies and you know, wrecking havoc on things. And you know,
I think it would have been better with a beefier person, like a guy who
Yeah, but I mean, you're supposed to be like a teenager or something, so Rock couldn't play that unless the story took place later, you know, later in life when he was a little older. You know, because you've kind of, you think about Vader in episode 4 as being, I don't know, older, I guess. I don't think about him as a teenager. I think about Vader being in his 20s as he's walking through the doors for the first time, you know, as in Star Wars. For the
first time. Hey, Annie.
Yeah, like, well, you know, when you see him coming through, blasting through the doors in A New Hope, you don't think about that guy being like 21. You don't really think about it, but you figure he's probably like, you know, he's some kind of a badass. He's probably in his like 40s or something, right? He's kicked some ass throughout his life, and now he's a Lord Vader. So he's come up through the ranks. You know, could have done a lot of things there.
Mm-hmm.
So we just spent like 20 minutes, 30 minutes talking about Star Wars. That's a show.
That's it. I think we're done. We're done.
That's a Star Wars show. See, you said you don't have anything to talk about. Star Wars.
If the Star Wars show is not going to be an hour.
No, I don't want to do an hour show. You know, it's like this show. 30 minutes, 40 minutes.
Can't do a Star Wars show.
I don't know why you say that.
Because I just feel it's not like Star Trek. Much the Star Trek show, I mean, that's been running for 3 years. But like to do a Star Wars show, I think that it would be like 9 episodes and then I would just go, I have nothing else to talk about.
I don't know. That's how I'd feel about Star Trek. Star Trek is not cranking out as much stuff as
741 episodes of Star Trek to talk about.
Well, you're counting all of the fringe stuff, which you could do the same with Star Wars.
No, that's all the episodes of every series, 741 episodes.
Right. No, that's what I mean. You're not just talking about like the movies. You're talking about all the other things. Yeah. There's a lot of other things surrounding Star Wars too.
I see. I don't consider like Clone Wars and everything like that to be anything interesting. It's just that to me is fringe stuff.
Yeah, but I don't count like any of the other Star Wars or Star Trek things very interesting either. Outside of the original series and the Next Generation and the movies.
I just did an episode with Daryl where we rated an episode. I gave it a 0.
What was it?
It was this episode where it was in Voyager called Threshold, where the Voyager out in the middle of nowhere, somehow discovers that they can hit warp 10 and they can hit any point in the universe simultaneously. And of course it's got some medical side effects, which they fix at the end of the show. But I'm thinking to myself, you've got a solution to the problem. Just go the fuck home. It's like, see, and so I gave the episode a zero. I was like, you got two things that are improbable. One, they hit warp 10, and two, even if they do have these nasty side effects, you have a solution. You have a cure to the problem. So just go the fuck home.
See, like I mean, I guess I count that as technically Star Trek, but I don't know anything about it. I don't know anything about Deep Space Nine. I don't know anything about Enterprise. So, I mean, we could say the same thing about that. It's just that we haven't, I mean, I would, all right, look, I've seen episodes of those, but I couldn't tell you much about it. Same thing about all the Clone Wars and I mean, it's not just the shows. There's other things. There's plenty of mm-hmm. other things. There's the toys, there's news, there's the merchandising. There's lots of stuff going on, especially with Star Wars these days. In fact, they're talking about, then this is again a rumor. We'll see. They're saying like around Christmas, we're going to see the unaltered trilogy on Blu-ray. Of course, other people saying no, Fox owns it, blah, 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 blah. We'll see, I guess.
The unaltered trilogy will come out at some point. Yeah, people are saying that it won't happen until George passes. Maybe that's true. This whole thing came about because there was a company, I don't remember the name of the company, but there was a company that said that they were remastering the movies in 4K.
Hmm.
Or was it 8K? I don't remember. Jeez. But it was some higher def, like ultra high def resolution. And so the rumors are like, well, if episode one was done on film and they're not mentioning it, then the theory is that they're only doing the original trilogy. That's where the whole thing started. It's like, well, why aren't they saying they're doing episode one? Episode one, 4, 5, and 6. Why is it just 4, 5, and 6? They're leaving one out. That episode one was shot on film, and episode 2 and 3 were shot digitally.
Hmm.
So,
I don't know. Comicbook.com is the one who's saying that Disney and Lucasfilm plan to release the originals unaltered. I'm saying that quote: the project has been underway for quite some time, but it's been challenging because of some damage to the original negatives they are utilizing.
Right, and if they're doing the special edition, then why are they doing that? Why do they care about the negatives? It was very well documented that the special edition negatives were different than the originals.
They're not doing the special edition.
Well, that's my point, is that here there are some people saying, no, they're remastering the special edition on film. Well, then why all the problems?
Right.
See? So if some people are saying that it's not the original trilogy because of all these legal issues, which they very well may be true, but then why the problems with the negatives? Why are they not mentioning episode one? So this is one of those rumors where there is a bit of truth to it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, feasibility to it.
Yeah, I mean, people said, you know, I posted this on Facebook and people were like, no, Fox owns it, it's never going to happen. Well, what, people don't make deals? Companies don't make deals? It happens every day. People,
deals all the time.
People buy out people all the time and work something out, or they share the profits or whatever. I mean, exactly. Come on. This is nothing.
Yeah, because Fox is sitting there going, nah, we don't need to make money off of Star Wars.
Yeah, we're good. We don't want that. We don't want to release that. You know, I don't care who releases it. Just fucking release it. Put it out there. I don't fucking whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would imagine we're going to see it probably within the year, I would guess, as they go.
In a year, because if it's supposed to come out before episode 7, which comes out in December 2015, it has to be within a year.
That's what I'm saying. I'd say it comes out before that. So you know what? I wouldn't be even surprised. I would not be surprised if it shows up in theaters too.
Well, yeah. I said that on Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you? Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if it is released in theaters, the unaltered version, and then, like, so maybe like over the summer or something, or late summer. They do that next year, and then come Christmas time, they do the Blu-rays. Hmm. I would not be surprised, or like right before, because it's going to be Christmas time when the movie comes out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that's what, yeah, December 18th, 2015 is when 7 is supposed to be done. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Look at that. We talked for Star Wars for like forever.
We talked about one thing, two things.
It doesn't matter.
I guess we're done then.
Well, we're pretty much done. You got Robin Williams, WoW, some kind of tribute?
Yeah, there's an NPC called Robin the Entertainer, which is going to be in WoW. It was data mined. So there's that.
All right. Because he was a big WoW player, I guess.
Yeah.
There's the Family Guy, Robin Williams, Illuminati rumors.
Oh, Jesus.
Because why not? Evidently, the same night that the news came out about Robin Williams dying was the same night they re-aired a Family Guy where everybody that Peter touches turns into Robin Williams. And people are saying that that was not just a coincidence.
Oh, please. You know, there was a rerun of Mork and Mindy on some like cable station in the middle of Idaho that night, so it must be a
yeah. I don't know about that one. That sounds a bit far fetched, but there you go. There's an episode. Let's find the points here. Oh, because there's a point in the episode where Peter tries to commit suicide with a gun, but when he picks it up, it turns into Robin Williams and he can't kill himself. Right. I mean, they're really like, oh, and then there's an episode where he cuts off his hands. So they're saying that that was parallels to trying to slit his wrists, apparently. That's a bit much. Billy Crystal's going to do a tribute to him at the Emmys. Apparently. I'm not sure when the Emmys happen. But that's that. And, I don't know. Anything else? What's going on?
No, that's it.
Okay. All right. Well, you still doing your show and everything and blah, blah.
Yeah, I'm doing This Week in Trek on Tuesdays with Daryl and World War Cast on Thursdays with Eric.
All right. Well, maybe we'll see Eric next week.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, we'll see everybody else anyway. See you next week.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Now and then I think of when I was in power. Like choking people with the force until they died. But then you told them all my history and took away my masculinity. Had my character portrayed by subpar actors. You are now addicted to an overuse of graphics. Making Greedo shoot first, Han shot first. So when you try to have the Force make sense, you introduce the midichlorians. And what's the deal with having me be dubbed over? But you didn't have to change. Thank you. the times I screwed fans over. I had them believing that the first three films were really done. But Star Wars will be done my way. I don't care what they have to say. I think that they should let it go, and they'll never get a Blu-ray of the Star Wars that you used to know.
Didn't have to change it all. No more puppets, no more practical effects or nothing. I don't even need your love. You treat me like a wampa and I feel so cold. No, you didn't have to sell your soul. Do we really need to watch them all again in 3D? Jar Jar was an all-time low. What happened to the Star Wars that I used to know? The movies
I used to know.
The movies. What happened to the Star Wars that I used to know?
The movies
I used to know.
The
what
movies.
Happened to the Star Wars that I used to know?
I used to know. That I used to know. I used to know. That I used to know.
Hey guys, I'm Eddie. This is Tyler. Together we make up Teddy Films.
Padme, you promised me Padme.
Thanks so much for watching this video. Don't forget to subscribe because we have some amazing stuff coming up, including a collaboration with IGN on our next video. A big thanks to our cast and crew, especially our very talented actors. We had Mike Loveland as George Lucas. We also had Tyson Apostle from Survivor. And speaking of collaborations, we collaborated on this video with Ollie Bird Art and Design. They're the ones that designed this painting. Huge thanks to Israel Curtis from SomaCat. He's the guy behind all the music you heard. He even sang the vocals on this. Check their website out. They do some incredible work. And we also worked with The Winters. They helped us with art and production on this. Check out their channel. They have an amazing 3D video for you guys to watch. Time to get excited. Dude, get excited.